And then when a robot comes,
like on your face?
No.
No. Okay.
It's oil, silly. I mean, sure, it's like
10W30. What if in 20 years they change the color of the oil to be like an off-white milky?
Just like, oh, right. It'd be the Dodge Ram that did it first.
Fuck off, dude. Wait, you drive a Dodge?
I know. That's what's bad about it. I can't make fun of your vehicles anymore.
God damn.
Welcome back.
Hey, Jamie.
Have you ever seen a more punchable face?
Sandwich bread.
Back in the day, there was a thing called Twitter. Bread.
Really? Mission Ganders.
That's sad. Blue check, verified.
Nothing that we say is fact. Do not pour that into your microphone. Oh my God.
Let's smoke about it podcast.
Let's smoke about it podcast. What's happening?
Welcome back.
So what are we up to, man?
It's fucking hot.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, it's Satan's asshole outside in this motherfucker.
Hey, so addressing last week's audio, we're pretty sure it sounded like shit.
No, it's 100% shit.
We did a live episode on...
Yeah, we're going to figure that shit out before we do it again.
Yeah, we did a live on Podbean, which we've done in the past, and they've sounded decent. Don't know what was going on.
It sounded awesome.
Could have been us. Must have been us.
No, it had
in some form or fashion, but I don't know what it is.
I will straight up raise my motherfucking hand and say it was all
the pre-recording, though, sounded great.
It sounded awesome.
Just like it did today, so we're going to find out.
Yeah, so this could be a shit show, too.
Absolutely.
I guess if this ends up being a shit show, I guess we just need to start all over again clean.
Well, we'll see.
I like it. So...
what are we jumping into?
So I want to start with this. One, man, it's been crazy hot. And so, like, I know you work in a warehouse too. Not in a warehouse, but you work in like a...
in a shop environment.
Right, shop environment. And so, like, things get hot, right?
Right.
Man, I don't... at the end of the day, are you just like trying not to die? Like when you come home, like you don't wear shorts. You know, very often. Do you wear shorts to work?
No, but it's keep in mind I have AC, so I don't deal. I know it's hot. I know what shops are like right now, but fortunately, I've got a AC where I work. So
I pulled you down a little bit. I don't know if you could tell.
Getting crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of like, no. I mean,
got hyper. When I started talking about staying cool, I get wild.
Well, doesn't everybody?
No, but so yeah, I've got AC. So, but I know what you're talking about. It's hot. I have done 110 degree days inside that shop. So right. I know what it's like, but.
So I came home. This is funny. Just a quick snippet of what happens. So I come home and, you know, obviously I'm out in the weather all day. New job. Don't work at the plant anymore. I work at a different place. And so I was straight up just exhausted. And so Thursday night is mine and my wife's date night.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I come home, you know, we go out to eat somewhere. She goes, "Hey, where are we going out to eat?" And I was like, "Man, I don't really want to." Like, I just painted like a roof on a Dodge Ram,
right?
In the booth temperature, the metal temp that I was painting on was like 110 degrees. Yeah, and then my shit was drying before I ever laid it on there. And I'm like, "Man, I don't." And she knew she could tell I was just exhausted. She was like, "You want Taco Bell?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll do Taco Bell." So. I come home and I said, she's already beat me home. Or no, I went and got Taco Bell and then brought it home. So I pull all this stuff out and dude, and I'm sitting there eating. And I realized like, have you ever been like super supreme? Have you ever been
I try to stay super supreme. That's my heck.
But like, just where you're, have you ever been that dehydrated where everything starts to lock up?
I try not to get to that point.
Right.
So I can't say that I have been, but I know what you're talking about.
Did I get to the point where I wouldn't even pick up my burrito and I wouldn't wrap my arms around it or my arms, my fingers
it's
around
a big ass fucking burrito.
A huge ass burrito. But I wouldn't even put my, like grab it with my fingers. Cause I felt like my fingers were. And so I just like laid it on the counter and every bite I took, I got closer.
You
and
just
closer.
Like brought your head down to it.
Yeah,
no, I understand the exhaustion.
And the
and
stress.
And the heat exhaustion.
And just the heat from Arkansas, which I'm pretty sure is the devil's asshole. I'm sure there's hotter places.
Right.
But it just sucks here. And then the stress of all the alien stuff.
Does that been weighing on
just
you?
Just fucking. And I'm like, you know what's fucked up about it? you know, they're talking about all this, the, like, somebody went in front of Congress and was like, hey, we've been lying to you for 80 years. We have all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I really don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, isn't that, well, if this were to happen back in the 80s, fucking, mm-hmm. it'd be on the fucking front page of every fucking news. The news stories would, nobody covers it.
Right.
It's like, nobody cares.
Right. Well, so I guess to the degree that no one covers it, I do think it's being covered, but I think, the temperature of the room about the subject is kind of like you said, it's like, oh, people almost seem to not care. I think it.
Not seem to. I don't think they do.
I think there's definitely a portion that I think believe, or that,
you kind of got to believe.
No,
now.
But like that take it like that are freaking out about it or whatever. But
I don't.
Somebody on TikTok, ironically, or not idiotically more, but they kind of said it best. She said, I've believed in aliens, in the existence of aliens my entire life. And now that the government tells me that they're real, I don't believe it anymore.
Right. Isn't that sad?
So it's like, that's what's happened with our country, is that it's like, you know, the government is not getting behind it. It's not like a full blown, the government's coming out and saying, I mean, there is this guy saying, but I listened to a little bit of his testimony and I'm a big believer. Like I will say, I believe there are definitely other life on other planets.
Other planets or just extraterrestrials?
That's because they're outside of Earth.
Oh, so you still believe in this whole
one
planet thing? God, no, it's cool. I just want, go ahead.
We're gonna have to suspend that.
No,
whenever we have conversations. Yes,
just
it's
go.
Round. Yes, there's space. Yes, there's other planets. To me,
got it.
But
I still think Santa Claus is real, so I guess we're equal.
That works. Right. I'll go with that. So I'm a believer in that. But it's this guy, some of his testimony was, somebody made a good point. They were like, he said non-human biologics were recovered from the wreckage.
So we have aliens too.
Okay. But that's what. Now, you get into wordplay, and what if the wreckage was also deemed, what did they say it was? I'm trying to remember how he phrased it exactly. It was a UAP, so it was an unidentified aerial phenomenon. That's what UAP. That's what they replaced UFO.
Oh, okay.
With UAP.
So I didn't know that.
Okay. So they replace UFO with UAP. So, but
can I say that?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I mean, you said it twice now. So,
guess we'll roll with it. Go ahead. But, UAP.
So UAP, and but he basically said there is wreckage of UAPs. They have recovered wreckage of UAPs. That was one statement. And then he was asked, during the recovery in this wreckage, were there pilots? And he said they did recover biological or non-human biologics from the wreck site. Was also recovered.
Like semen?
It could actually be. So let's say now, just for
fun. Can it be DNA if it's like outside of the human?
Well, let's say it was a drone. Let's say somebody was flying a drone, not a Walmart drone, but like maybe another country,
like
whatever, just
drone.
Like a drone. And that makes it a UAP. It's an unidentified aerial phenomenon. We don't know what it is.
But
therefore, it's unidentified.
What do you, like put, they put a dog in it?
No, they didn't say. So it's a drone. So now it's flying. So we either shoot it down or maybe it crashes. We go to the site. There's a wreckage. We collect said wreckage. What if that wreckage also did include a dead animal? Maybe it crashed. What if the drone crashed into a cow? Maybe for some reason they felt the need to take the cow as well as whether it's part of the cleanup or whether it's part of the wreckage. In the paperwork, it states they did that is technically a non-human biologic. I know it sounds like crazy wordplay, but my point is this guy's under oath. So what he says, he could be held in contempt. He could be.
Yeah, you know, we don't do that. We don't do that here. We don't do facts.
No, we don't.
And neither does the Congress or anyone under. He can lie.
Okay, he can. But it's almost like, why not use.
Where's the guy from?
Different
words. Is he from NASA?
He is a very highly decorated, highly respected Air Force commander.
Okay.
He does have super high access to all of these facilities that he claims this stuff is going on. He has been there. He's been stationed there. He does. But a lot of the stuff that he is saying is stuff that he's been told. So that's the other part of it. I didn't realize a lot of this he has been told or he read. So
it's secondhand.
He hasn't laid eyes on wreckage. He Ooh. Hasn't laid eyes on non-human biologics. It just says stuff like that in the paperwork that he's reading. So it, you know, it becomes one of those things. It's like now
it's hearsay.
Well, it just gives you just enough to go, okay, are they just fucking around because Biden's kid's deal got taken away from him? And that's what they don't want you focusing on. So they're trying to get you to focus on other stuff. But in a way, people aren't focusing on the alien thing. So that's one thing that makes me wonder about, because there's that big argument.
But how many more things right now, how many more things are there to focus on? There's tons of shit to focus on.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's awesome.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Shit, how do I do that? Is there a 1-900 number? Hi, girl. That's right. Anyways, AT just came in here swinging that ass, bringing beer. and I don't drink beer. anyways. But, I mean, how many other things are we covering up? How many other things could we be distracting from? I'm not trying to go all conspiracy theory,
yeah,
but
no,
I mean, there's plenty.
No, there is, but that's what I'm saying. Is this really it? Because that's what people go to. It's like, oh, the alien thing is just a distraction, blah, blah, blah. But like you felt, they're not covering it. So where's the distraction? And people aren't really that interested, so where's the distraction?
Well, I mean, that wouldn't necessarily be a distraction. So let's just say, let's...
But we're talking about it.
Right. Let's say there's a master of puppets. Can we pretend that the cabal's a real thing?
Yeah, I'll play.
Okay. So let's say the cabal's a real thing. So what's the advantage? The advantage is maybe the cabal's ran by like out of date, out of touch motherfuckers. And I'll go the full spectrum.
By the way, I feel you could say the country is currently totally ran by out of touch.
True. But if there was a cabal, maybe, you know, like the Rothschilds and the, you know, these different BlackRock and all this other shit.
Right.
You know, there's all these, is it BlackRock?
Yeah, BlackRock. Okay.
Maybe that they don't have these cunning people that are like, okay, well, this in the day and age wouldn't work. I mean, like, think about this. If you have an 80-year-old man that...
They're just trying to use old tactics.
Right.
And it's not working.
Old tactics don't work anymore for anything. Mm-hmm. Well, Think about one thing that worked. You're 44?
Five.
45. So what worked? What would work now for your kids that worked then? Other than getting your ass whooped.
Like when I was a kid, what would get my attention as far as like...
Yeah. Or like, kind of, you know, stuff, I mean, just something to keep you true. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't know. It's tough. It is tough because, I mean, we're in a completely different information age.
I remember
now.
My parents would lie to me. They'd be like, look, if you don't eat your green beans, your big toe's going to fall off.
Right.
And I had no reference. Now, if I were to say that to my youngest, she'd be like, fuck you. I'm Googling that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm just going to check. I may believe it. You got me, Dad. Yeah. I'm going to eat this one little pile of peas.
Uh-huh.
But know that I'm Googling that tonight.
I will rock your bitch ass.
Right.
And that, you know what I mean? So if you start looking at all these other, what's the word? Just these little things that they're throwing out. Now all of a sudden we have been inundated for the last 50 years mm-hmm. with alien invasion. I mean, you can't name the fucking movies.
Right.
You can't name them.
Right.
Now all of a
you
sudden.
You can't name them all. You mean?
Right. Now all of a sudden you're just going to be like, oh, here's the panic. Nope.
Right.
The panic's going to come when they artificially inseminate something into, yeah, no, I said it.
Who's artificially inseminating?
The government or whoever.
Okay.
The masters that be.
Okay.
They're going to be like, hey, you know, and now they have to come up with aliens. Think right. about it.
You mean if they're faking it?
Right.
If they're faking, if all this is bullshit and they're faking it, in order
for it to even to be true, they've got to come up with aliens.
Yeah, like people want to see shit now.
Now shit's going to have to happen. Or guess what? It just lays dormant. So one of my favorite arguments with you, and whether it be my biggest conspiracy theory or not, is you're like, well, I mean, how many people does it take to make a conspiracy? Like, I don't know. I think it was 7. But like, what's the end game for dulling us to where introducing aliens out interstellar beings coming into our planet and we're not reacting to that?
Mm-hmm.
How fucking nullified have we been? Like, how numb are we to all of it?
To everything.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of things that we've become severely numb to over the past couple decades of,
you know. Not decades.
Yeah, if you look over the past 20 years.
A decade, maybe. A decade.
When was the first school shooting? And I'm not saying we're numb to school shootings in the sense that that just sounds like a terrible thing to say, but in a way, they don't occupy the news cycle even as long of a period of time as they did before. Like when they first happened, like when Columbine happened, or when, you know, Jonesboro was one of the first ones.
So,
and that was when I was still in school.
Yeah, it was in 2000.
Okay. I'm a liar.
So
no shit.
Yeah. So if you're looking at
Jonesboro.
Yeah.
Sorry to have
no, I
keep insisting I'm on sorry. This, but that I'm don't sorry. Sound right.
No, it's not. Hold on. And here I am trying to point out reference and shit. I don't know. Oh, okay. So there's been mass shootings.
Mass shootings. I understand. I'm just talking about like this, there is definitively an influx of school shootings since, like I said, it was either Columbine or the Jonesboro that really was like one of the, not the first school shooting, but the first time that it.
So Columbine was a school shooting, an attempted bombing that occurred on April 20th, 1999.
Okay.
So I would assume that,
just for reference, when was the Jonesboro one?
The Jonesboro. Oh, the Jones school shooting?
Yeah.
Let's see. That was in 98.
Okay, so still a liar. I was out of school, but definitely closer. So it was 2 years I was out of school when that happened.
So, but since then you've had these in the Sandy Hook, the all that other stuff. I mean, we've had school shootings, church mm-hmm. shootings, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to downplay any of those fucking terrible, horrific acts.
I'm just saying, my point was, it's been about the last 20 years that we have just, these things have been really happening that have been happening more than, well, thankfully not 9/11, but more than once. Like they become repetitive to the point of like, of kind of softening you to it. And it's, which is a horrible thing to say, but it's like, and part of it is just the amount of information in the past 20 years that we've been allowed to absorb. Cause it used to be just, we heard what Brokaw told us at 6 o'clock. You
right.
know what I mean?
No, I get it.
And now it's like you just go to Twitter and you're getting up to the minute video of shit that's happening in different countries, shit that's happening with different governments, shit that's happening in porn stars' bedrooms. It's whatever you want gross. Is available to you.
So fucking gross.
Every minute of the day. So
yeah, so I disagree, and I actually think that I have the statement to prove it. So
you disagree with what? That there's a lot of information?
Yeah, no, that you're going to say 20 years is that buildup. 20 okay. years that we've had this sustainable thing. So your first, one of your first school shootings or mass shootings. We're not in a school shooting. We're just doing mass shootings.
Right.
It's in 1982. Where in 2022, we had 12. That number basically stayed from 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way from 1982 to basically 2010. Mm-hmm. And then from 2010 to 2012, there were 7, 5, 4, 7, 6. These are per half year increments. Mm-hmm. 11, 12, 10, 2, 6, 12, and 5. So even... So even school shootings took some time off for COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was no school.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, they were all at home. Right. You just have to start walking into kids' houses. The shooters
were at home, too, and then they were just like, there's nobody here to...
Yeah. Well, those were probably not mass shootings because they only shot their parents and their siblings.
It's possible.
So, yeah.
There was some of that, too?
Oh, no, there was. So think about this. From 2000, we'll call it 11, to 2022... it's more than tripled.
Mm-hmm.
So no, in the last 10 years, our world has gone fucking bonkers.
Right. No, I would agree with that, but I feel like the softening has been 20 years based on the amount of information. I threw the school shooting out there as something that
without knowledge,
but you should never ask like you putting on that bandana.
Fuck you.
Sorry. It's got cat hair on it.
Is it really?
Or it's yours. Whatever. But the...
God, why do I do this shit every Saturday?
The idea that you could be softened to something so horrible. Like, you remember they used to say that watching movies with a lot of murder in them or playing video games with a lot of murder, you know, a lot of killing and everything. And yes, there was a group of people that believe that it led to violent tendencies. And I don't know, maybe, who knows? I'm sure there's a sect of the population that it did. People are fucked up in the head and sometimes they just need their switch flipped and maybe that does it. But regardless of that, I'm talking about more so of the fact that there is a desensitizing. If you do truly watch hours of like,
God, I'm going to go back through our catalog and I want, and I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to put you on blast. Matter of fact, I'll even have a recording of it just so I can play this for you. When I had talked about desensitizing the population and you were like, no, that's not how it works, blah, 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 blah. And then now, almost 2 years later, you're going to do the same. Yeah, no, I did.
No, if anything, likely, and I don't even remember what you're talking about, but just knowing how my mind works. Mm-hmm. I'm sure what you were doing was saying the cabal is decent or Hillary Clinton is desensitizing us too. I was probably arguing more so of the point of whatever conspiracy you might have been alluding to with desensitizing. But I do believe
why is it a conspiracy when I say it?
Well, so talking over me works.
Sorry. What is
I'm just fucking with you.
What's he do? Crystalia.
Oops.
Oops.
So, and then he touches little girls. That's the other thing he does. But not racy. Little girls, I guess. Just right. Just like
the cusp.
He wants to be there like right when they blow out their 18th candle. It's like,
I'm going to catch the fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch the fire off that candle.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I do feel like that's leading me to something. So to finish up, what are we finishing up? Let's wrap this one up.
Okay.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, let's wrap up this topic.
Yeah, I didn't mean we're shutting down the podcast. I have still so much more to go.
Where were we at on it? Basically, I felt that there was a decent. There can be a desensitizing to
shootings.
Well, to just everything. It's like we've been so inundated with information, and it's so accessible that we don't care as much to maybe be tricked or duped.
Are we at the collapse? Are we at the collapse of the information era?
I don't think we're at the collapse of it. I think we're at a turning point of it, though.
So,
I do think there is a turning point. I think that we are shifting.
So, where do we go from here? Because we have free thought. We have the idea. You know, I mean, we have free speech, and people are fighting for that more than just as much. I honestly just as much as And I've never been black, never claimed to be, mm-hmm. you know, just as much as free speech was important when anyone else got to say it, white, black, Hispanic, right. Asian, whatever, free speech is super important. Mm-hmm. Now it has not near to do with race as right. it does with injustice.
Right. It's something that the speech thing is literally something that is being
abused.
Well, it's being brought down on the entire population. It doesn't matter. In some form or fashion, everybody is being silenced, or they want to silence. Literally, it's not a matter of race at this point. It's a matter of not.
Yeah, it's having sex with a plaster wall. It's one-sided pleasure.
For the wall?
Well, I mean, whoever's getting off. You feel me? You see what I mean? Like, because I can say something. We can mm-hmm. just me and you can have a conversation.
Right.
And just one word, one misplaced word, or one thing that maybe have led to a certain part of our conversation,
mm-hmm.
we can encapsulate that one thing, and then guess what? We sound as racist as human.
Oh, yeah, possible. It can just be taken and, yeah. and sound terrible and yeah, made out to be.
It's literally sex with a wall. Just, you know what I mean? So, as we grace forward, you know, everyone has their own intellectual opinion. What opinion's right? What opinion's wrong? What opinion matters? What opinions don't matter? And then how do you make that, you know, how do you make that decision?
Right.
And you don't.
It's tough.
And every time we make a new leap into something, I think a lot of people are just sitting back and being like, I'm just kind of waiting for them to see what they say about aliens before I make my judgment.
Right.
So with the new onset of a president that's obviously lost his faculties completely,
mm-hmm.
Because apparently we have a cure for cancer now. Didn't know that. Did you know that?
No,
yeah.
No.
You need to look that up. That's fucking hilarious. But with that, and then the aliens are not coming back. Nothing about this says that we're being invaded,
mm-hmm.
which I would assume that would spark a little bit more disarray.
Yeah, that could be bad if we...
You know, just if we sleep on that,
right.
and then they come back and they're like lizard people, they can morph into... Anyways, so, but the idea is that we just keep, you know, so that comes on, right? And now all of a sudden, not in the same spectrum, but a different race. Now you have AI that's going to just slowly creep into our life.
Right.
Right. Now.
Actually, a bitch is kind of coming in like a fucking freight train.
Like a wrecking ball. That yeah. bitch is pulling a Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Right.
So, okay. I know you've played with Chat GPT.
Right.
I have not as much. Mm-hmm. I did, I think on my Snapchat or on my Instagram, I initiated it
mm-hmm.
to where I would ask it questions, and it was fucking weak. It was like weak sauce.
Right.
But I watched somebody else do it on a YouTube video, and it's like, fuck, this is a different level.
Right.
And I hate to bring up, I mean, I guess it's good for whoever listens to it to be able to find what I found so fascinating. But I love, like absolutely love hearing about it, what it's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love the idea that you can be fearful of it. You know, people are scared of it.
Yeah, and they should be. I mean, I feel like the smart people are should be a little worried about it.
Why?
Because it's okay. It's like this. When the best gun you had was a musket, you know, you packed in your powder and you shoved your ball down the barrel and you packed it down with a rod and you...
Are you having sex right now? Because you know that's what it sounds like.
No, okay. Packing a muzzle or a musket. So when you had a musket gun or when you had whatever, what guns were available at the time when they were signing off on that on 2A?
Muzzle loader.
Okay, so muzzle loader.
Musket, same thing.
So moving forward, they had no idea about They had no idea.
Have you done this one?
No.
Okay.
About what the development of weaponry, how it was going to move forward, how it was going to escalate, what it was going to do. Of course, I'm sure they had, it's like, man, these, boy, I'd love to see, you know, how quick you could load one of these things in about 10 years. Having no idea that, you know, it's just like what just like we don't have a fucking clue. 20 years ago, we had no fucking idea about these smartphones. We had no idea about podcasts. We had no idea that we'd be sitting in a closet just shooting out to however many millions of people could potentially, but don't listen to us. That's awesome. But they had no idea what it was getting. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't an argument against 2A. It's not saying that they 2A? Shouldn't have done it. The Second Amendment.
Oh yeah.
That it's, they shouldn't have done it or anything else. It's simply, had they had the information of what it was going to be like in 50 to 100 years, they might have gone, okay, maybe they would have looked at it different. Maybe they wouldn't have, whatever. But the point is, they made a decision at that time based on that technology, having no earthly idea what it was going to lead to. Now,
what's that guy's name?
Mark Andreessen.
Okay. Go ahead. I just
need to be pronounced. Yeah. So now we're in a situation where you have AI and we have no idea what this thing could cut loose and do. We have no idea how far it can go because it's limitless.
Okay. So you have not listened to this podcast. So the idea of the AI sources that we have right now, aren't as limitless as you claim them to be.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea or the whole fear behind AI is having something that's sentient, something that can make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
AI is not designed to make decisions.
Okay.
So if you tell AI to do something,
mm-hmm.
it will do it unless it falls outside of its ethics code.
Mm-hmm. Provided it has an ethics code.
But it does.
Oh,
the AIs that are being worked with now have an ethics code.
Okay.
Right. You do understand that.
Yes, but you do understand that there are AIs available on the dark web. There's the same, like, there's an evil version of ChatGPT on the dark web that has no boundaries, that is not, there's, you know, it works on a different, just like everything in the dark web, just like you can go buy a child there, shit happens there that isn't supposed to. They have, the technology is moving in sectors where
the idea we don't want it to. That you think the dark web exists and our government is 100% in it is almost fallible.
The
dark web
doesn't exist now?
No. It does exist. What I'm saying is that you think that the dark web exists and
And our government isn't dancing around in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not saying they're not dancing around. I didn't say that they don't.
Can I go on the dark web and get mushrooms? Sure.
Right.
Can I get them sent to me in a discreet package or one that's shaped like a dildo? I'm sure I can. Right. It's not an issue. However, the problem is that everything that we do is under some sort of government control.
Right.
They're watching everything that you're buying. So if you're buying small children and they get shipped to your house in an IKEA box,
mm-hmm.
They know they're there. They don't give a fuck.
Well, no, they probably got part of the proceeds.
There you go. I sold this kid for $1.6 million. I got a million off of him. That 0.6, you knew who got that. Oh, Uncle Joe. You know what I mean? Oh, right. Uncle Joe and Hunter. You know Hunter. What I mean? Hunter. But so the beauty of it is this, the guy that, and like I said, I don't want to keep bragging on somebody else's podcast, but Joe Rogan had this guy, and Joe Rogan's like, man, this shit should scare you. It should. What is it capable of? And this dude was real clear and concise, the fact that the what you think AI is designed and capable of, it's not actually capable of. Now, whether or not he, now, this is one guy, mm-hmm. I have not dove into it, but he was like, in order to be, is it sentient? Is that the word?
Well,
is that the word I'm looking for?
Sentient refers to the fact, if I'm not mistaken, refers to the fact of something technological becoming, kind of almost developing a, almost becoming human-like.
Oh, yes. Okay. So what makes you human?
Outside like your emotions and your feelings.
Right.
And,
so it's not the bag of bones that you carry around, right, or right. What makes you human is your, it depends where you stand. Is it your spirit? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's everything that makes you, you,
Which I guess is all developed in electrons and photons and all that other stuff mm-hmm. that come together. I'm going to fuck this up so bad. So he said that there was a neuroscientist and another type of doctor that said that, hey, I will bet you this case of wine that in 20 years we will know sentience or mm-hmm. what it is, or not the capability of a brain, but what makes the brain work.
Okay.
Well, 20 years later, we still don't know.
Right.
We don't know I don't know what makes you, you. So right. Here's the thing. My best friend in the world, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you're one of the greatest people I ever met. I don't know what makes you the prick that I can't stand half the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what drives you. And here's the thing. There's life experience that do that the whole nine yards, you know, that makes you harder or softer or whatever. So
it's the age old battle of nurture nature.
Right. So how does a computer experience that? I can yell at a living plant. You've seen the plant study where, you know, you just put a plant mm-hmm. in the sun and one in the dark, you yell at one, or you put them both in the sun. You talk mm-hmm. real nice to one. You talk shitty to the other one wilts and dies and the other one flourishes.
Right.
That's human nature. That's what we do.
Right.
We agree.
Also Tiger Woods. Just kidding.
It's too soon.
I should have went Michael Jackson. I don't know if Tiger Woods.
What the fuck is your problem?
You gonna act like Joe Jackson didn't beat the shit out of them kids?
Well, but still, why do you always gotta attack Mike?
I'm not attacking Mike. I'm saying he got attacked. He got whipped into that moonwalk, and you know it.
Motherfucker couldn't walk forward. He had a
head back to his bedroom and keep an eye on his dad. That's how he came up with the fucking moonwalk. I'm watching you, Dad. You ain't coming. You ain't getting me with that belt again.
It's not actually called the moonwalk. It's the get back, Joe.
Right. Which is also what little kids say when Biden's around.
Either that or I'm pretty sure you've taken all the smell off of this ear. Would you like another? But so from the idea of taking AI and being able to ask it stupid questions from ChatGPT.
Right.
To being able to. Like
it taking over the world.
Yeah. That's a pretty big fucking jump.
Of course. But if you don't think that we're on a path to getting there by fucking with it right now, all we're doing right now, I mean, all this is right now, what ChatGPT is, what OpenAI is, well, OpenAI is ChatGPT, but what I think Google's version of it is called Baird, I believe, BAIRD.
Strange.
All that is to me. I love it. I think it's awesome technology. But right now, in a way, we've got the little animal backed in the corner and we're just kind of poking at it with a stick to see what it does. And it depends on what the next course of actions are as to whether or not this thing's going to.
So, okay. What has to happen in order for AI to become sentient?
Well, I don't know that we should look up the definition of sentient if we're going to keep talking about it, simply for the fact that AI will never become sentient. All at most it would have the ability to do is trick a stupid
definition
human.
Definition of sentient.
At best. Definition of sentient. Able to perceive or feel things.
Okay. So yeah, it was like I was saying. Basically, if
she had been introduced from birth in the equality of all sentient life forms.
Okay, so at the end of the day, a computer is never going to be sentient. It's not going to... It might be 100% accurate in mimicking the what it's supposed to be, but that will not make it sentient. At best, it can trick humans. It might be able to trick some, and it's going to trick some.
So it's a psychopath, basically.
There's a movie, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a movie about a female... I didn't see it. I've just heard it talked about. And it's like this basically a sexy female AI robot.
I swear to God, if you say Lucy, I'm going to come across this motherfucking table.
No, it's not Lucy.
Okay.
No, this is a full-blown AI robot, not human in the slightest bit. Never was, never...
Is she hot?
It was built. Yeah, it was... Yeah. So, like I said, I have not seen it, but... And this dude is in love with her. And she's saying all the things like that, you know, but at the end of the day, I think she was trying to kill him. But my point
sometimes I feel like that's mine, like, and my wife's relationship.
There is a movie about the guy that fell in love with Siri. Not based on a true story, but there was a movie about a guy falling in love with Siri. Because you could have that conversation. Remember when Siri first came out, you could have that conversation with it?
Yes. What, like a dirty conversation?
No, just like a conversation in general. You can talk. Just tell me if I'm too far from the mic.
No, you're just pulling away.
Because I don't understand your military signals.
Well, no, I was pointing my fucking finger telling you to put your fat ass head that way.
Okay. So.
The one motherfucking feeling you have.
You found it.
Yeah.
It's my fat fucking head. It's not even half the size of yours.
Jesus. What the fuck?
I just realized that was a fitted bed sheet you have on your head, so, not a bandana. It's a twin, but still. But no, it's not going to be sentient.
But in order to make haste or bad decisions that are based upon, not bad, but decisions based upon emotion, mm-hmm. that this thing is not capable of feeling, it's being able to take deductive reasoning and break it down to its greatest fact. Mm-hmm. It can, I guess, theoretically control a human being. But I guess some cats can, too.
That's what I mean, yeah.
You know, so, but the idea of, now, if you mean, can this thing manipulate a human that has the ability to pull triggers and end lives or start world wars? Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, so... The guy that we were talking about on Joe Rogan's podcast, he was like, well, why don't we have a machine to clean toilets? Well, because the technology to clean toilets appropriately or to the best of their ability would be too expensive for that thing. So we have to have humans for it.
Mm-hmm.
Robots don't pee. So who cares about toilets? Robots don't eat. So we don't have to pay people to be culinary art, you know. So is an AI life sustainable? Can AI do the world's work without humans?
No.
Are you sure?
There's definitely sectors that can. Well, I mean, the Screen Actors Guild is going through it right now. They're currently striking because of pay, and
the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, well, actually, the Writers Guild. Sorry, it's the Screenwriters. Okay. Screenwriters Guild. But Screen Actors Guild is standing in unison with them. But they're striking over pay because the writers are complaining about the shitty amounts that they're getting paid for, you know, writing these shows. It's like they write these TV shows that, you know, we hear about, you know, when we open up Google and it's on the front. Oh, did you know that such and such actor got paid $1 million an episode for such and such and did 24 episodes a season for 11 seasons, you know, and meanwhile, the writers are going, yeah, we wrote all them jokes that he said that y'all love so much and we really didn't get paid that much for
$3,500
right.
an episode. No, I get it.
Yeah. So they're coming out about pay and, but the pushback from the studios has been kind of like we want, there's the discussion and there's the talks now of AI written scripts.
Oh yeah.
That then writers will just come in and punch up. They'll clean it up a little bit. It's like you come into a full blown script and just kind of work on that script.
There's already an AI that has mass produced. I don't know how many episodes of
Seinfeld.
No, of South Park.
Right.
That they've already redone. Like brand new episodes mm-hmm. that are super funny, that like the same content, the same voices, the same everything. But because they don't own that, mm-hmm. they can't release it. So right. they have to get with, you know, whoever
right.
to either buy them. But think about this. How many writers did you pay to do that? None.
Right.
How many artists did you pay to render these things?
Right.
None. You basically took a show that, let's say, I don't know what South Park's, like, bottom line is, but let's say it's $100 million for a season. Let's go out mm-hmm. there. I know it's probably not even close to that. And you just took that to zero.
Right.
Now, everybody eats up something.
Here's the tricky, South Park? Yes, I do. Not so much the new stuff, but I've been a longtime fan. I just haven't watched it much. But here's the thing that people have to keep in mind about AI, being creative. And I'm not saying it can't do it. I'm not saying it's not still a possibility, but AI can do that with what you said about South Park. But they can only do that because South Park exists. South Park has existed for 20 plus years. That information is fed into an AI. And then that AI goes, okay, this is the joke formula. These are the characters. These are the premise. Similar. They create an algorithm.
Goes a step farther than that, though. You know that. Like, okay. It has. So, like, let's say, because this is something that came up on this podcast. He said, let's say you were to you want to explain quantum mechanics to a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, I've done that.
And it will break it down mm-hmm. to where, I mean, it's basically crayons and teddy bears.
Right.
Which is really cool. But facts are not given. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can ask it to be more factual. Give me more proof. So you can upgrade it a little mm-hmm. bit more. Now all of a sudden you're using bigger words that maybe a 3-year-old doesn't understand, but still in the same context.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that information's there. But AI can take and...
It restructures that information and moves it around a little bit. And sometimes I'm not saying it's without, like I said, it can come up with some, for instance, you asked me for bowling league names and you asked me to hit up ChatGPT and see what they gave up as bowling league names. And I browsed through the list like quickly before I sent it to you, but right. I just pounded out like 10 and you know, it pounded out 10, I sent them to you. It was like, I'm not saying it didn't come up with any good ones, but it was just
all the
like,
same ones that I found on Google.
Exactly. And so it works. AI is going to work off of information that's fed in. Now, granted, it has, give it the bar exam and it aces it every time.
But there's a prerequisite.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
There's that information is available for it to access. It can just do it all fast, but that information has to be there. So, like I said, had South Park never existed and you told AI to create South Park and just tried to give it a rough idea of like there's these characters and they're kids and they live in Colorado and they're foul-mouthed and you try to hit it with all that, it's going to bang you out something, blah. But the only reason that it's good now is because of that. Same with the Drake AIs and the Eminem AIs. It's only because they can pull from their music catalog and put it.
But very well.
Well, of course. It's fucking AI.
So the last thing that this dude led with, and he was like, so check this out. He had an 8-year-old son, and he introduced it to ChatGPT. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he has certain parameters that he's laid in place, you know, to make it not so whatever. But he said in 20 years, this ChatGPT will have grown with my son.
Right.
It will learn everything he does and doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
It will learn the things that, you know, like what'd you do today? I did this, I did this, I did this. Well, it seems to me now that you're wearing the Apple 25 Apple Watch, it tells me that your endorphins are low. It tells me that your melatonin's high. It tells me that, you know, whatever. And so, or what are the, like your dopamine is high or your, I think it starts with a C. You know, like the thing that, fuck, God, I hate science. But, you know, it like this Apple Watch will be able to tell him. So now he'll be like, yeah, maybe we don't need to do as much of this. We should do this. And basically do everything he can to make his life better.
Right.
So I guess the end game, my question to you is, in 20 years, do you feel like AI is going to be something that's going to help the human race or hinder?
I think it's going to be like the internet. I think it's going to be something that is available to everybody. Some people are going to still bang on it like fucking monkeys. Some people are going to utilize it to do bad things. And some people are going to utilize it to do fucking phenomenal great things. And those phenomenal great things will hopefully, you know, overshadow the other. I think so far they have with the internet. I think the internet's a terrible, fucking horrible place for a lot of people and in a lot of situations. But
so
it's a tool, though.
So if I took that away from you, so if I were to tell you that the internet is a place, is a good or a bad place, what do you call it?
Good place.
A good place. Okay. Mm-hmm. AI, as it stands, or could potentially grow into, and you have no idea. Good or a bad thing?
It's good. It's still good technology.
So that to me, it's kind of awesome. I got to pee.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah. Better.
You good now?
Yeah. Anytime I get to take a leak, it's just like.
I feel like a weight's been lifted.
Yeah.
Or drained.
I like drained. So. To finish off the AI thing, the things that AI are capable of now. Okay. Before I make that statement, I have two questions for you. One, you have ChatGPT.
Yeah.
The one you pay for?
No.
Okay. You have the free one.
Yeah. Okay. Which is pretty much,
So what's
the just going to a website is all it is. But yeah.
What's the one you pay for?
It's still ChatGPT. Well, I don't even know that, to be honest.
No, because know for a fact that there's something that you pay for that gives you whatever.
The price structuring of ChatGPT, I don't know about now that Microsoft owns it. I know that when it was just OpenAI, when the pricing structure worked by characters.
What do you mean?
You paid for your...
Like Twitter? Like you only get so many characters?
No, but depending on what you pay for. Yeah, you pay for X amount of characters, and then you use those characters to type out your questions, and I don't know if it's the answers as well. So if AI spits out a long-winded answer, you got to pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's how it... Now, it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, hundreds of thousandths of a penny or something like that per character. I mean, it is minimal still, but it's they don't do like a monthly, you know, like pay $59.99.
I'm going to let you read this because you read better than I do.
The newly unveiled GPT-4 adds more firepower to its widely acclaimed AI chatbot. And if you want a slice of its next level tech, ChatGPT Plus is your one-stop shop at a monthly fee of $20. So you negated everything I've said by finding an article that was published 18 days ago.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm not up to no facts here. Definitely not within the last 18 days, apparently.
Right. But this is something because
Microsoft
we had talked about it, that I was like, oh man, AI would be a super like hot topic to talk about. So I just all I did was put in ChatGPT And dude, in TikTok, and then it just kind of went.
Right.
There's people talking about, well, it'll do this, it'll do this. But then I bought into the app, or you know, like now I'm.
You pay $20 a month?
I pay $20. No, I don't. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. Did I knock that loose?
You just
loose.
Like watch me destroy this entire podcast.
Sorry.
Right now.
Sorry.
Like AI will eventually.
And probably make this shit better. I'm sorry, y'all.
There is an AI podcast called Dudesy.
I have. Serious. I'm sorry.
Excuse us while we have technical difficulties.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, that bitch was about to fall the fuck out. Sorry.
It's all gravy.
Anyways, Oh, what was I saying? You don't remember.
I don't. AI. I mean, we're still on AI. Right?
So right now, while I'm trying to think through this whole process, mm-hmm. I hear the dial-up sound from the early 90s. You do it so much better.
Love me some AOL.
Yeah, no, so... But they were showing you how much cooler shit you can do with this. And so some of it, and it depends which one you buy, some of it's image-based, which is really cool. And that's what a lot of AI on TikTok is like AI just takes and transforms you. But what people don't understand is that AI technology is very tiny. Like mm-hmm. it's super, it's just like, oh, I'm going to morph this face. Change it slightly and then put it on like a preset picture. So if you were to go to one of those apps and do like 40 of them, mm-hmm. everybody gets the same card stock. Right. You know what I mean? Like it's not doing something special because of you. It's filtering.
But
you
there are some that are generating.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen what I'm, well, and I think I've shown you the Photoshop has integrated AI into its software.
Fuck off.
And so like say you have
no really fuck off
okay
no,
I'm just gone. Kidding no bye. No no, no. Good podcast. This is my house, so he's gotta leave. Bye. So if so basically imagine if you had like an image of a dude sitting by a tree in the forest,
right?
So now you've got that image. Now you can take and crop an area maybe below him. And
oh, and I know
say,
what you're talking about.
Generate such well, and such.
No, it's an AI process where you take a picture or a portion of a picture, mm-hmm. and then allow
and it
AI
fills in the rest.
Yes,
right.
That's
but
super
you
fucking
can tell
cool.
It. You can also give it prompts as to what you want it to fill with. Do you want it to fill with?
I feel like all of mine would end
a
in
lake.
Ing.
But like a lake, or do you want it to fill it with? You know, do you want it to be like a grassy?
No, it'd be like blank, blank, want... fucking. Blank, blank,
two
falling.
Dogs fucking.
No, you bestiality sick fuck.
I said two dogs.
Yeah, that's beast. Oh, that's just nature.
It's beast groovality.
Oh, this is why I need to find a new host. Anyways, so what were we talking about? AI.
Okay, so AI. So let's wrap
it's gonna
it up.
It's going to be awesome.
What, have you seen the, have you heard about the Dudesy podcast with AI? It's a AI-based podcast.
What do you mean based?
So essentially, you've got two guys. Will Sasso is one of them. I don't know the other guy.
Yes, that I do know.
Okay. And so their entire, not a script, it's not a scripted podcast, but their entire podcast outline is provided by AI. But it's provided based on, again, the information that they have fed to it. So they gave it access to their spending habits, to like things that all of their social medias, things that they like, just gave it as much information as they could so that it could develop a podcast for them.
So with that being said, I know you want to jump out of this, but I have to ask you this. So with that being said, you feel like AI would be, it's made, designed, and will continue to be better for the human race in the greater to make humans.
I can only look at it as percentages of how it's used. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say greater good.
Okay. So with that being said, you take AI and you give it control of finances, which seems fucking ridiculous, but you, you give it control of everything, your mm-hmm. social media, the whole nine yards. Well, this thing just says, well, he's not doing life right. According to every book that I've ever read, all the information in the world, this dude is not doing shit correctly. So when you go to buy that pack of cigarettes, or because here's the thing, AI is going to know. Well, at this time and this day, most of the time he goes into this gas station, buys a pack of cigarettes, mm-hmm. gets $40 worth of gas.
Right.
Well, we're going to allow him to get $60 worth of gas with that $20. He's not going to be able to buy cigarettes.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, AI is controlling you. Have you ever thought of it from that perspective? Not controlling you in a bad way. Like, oh, now humans have like to do this.
It's doing it to help. So yeah. to speak, it's like because yeah. in you theory, can't smoke you shouldn't
because
smoke.
It'll cut right. you down by this much,
right?
So, with all the information that's been given mm-hmm. Throughout society, throughout the beginning of time, just any written thing that's ever been documented, all that shit's all over the web, and AI has immediate, faster access to it than me or you could even type.
Right.
What is it taking from that? Mm-hmm. Is it taking 100% facts? Because we already know that, you know, oh, just the last topic. For the last 80 years, the government's been lying to us about fucking aliens.
Right.
So,
in theory, does ChatGPT know that?
Yeah.
Or does AI know that?
Right. And so let's say AI finds out about it. What's the backstory?
Right.
Non-documented information? Not something that's readily available on the web?
Right.
How does that person get, or how does this entity, and it's super important to call it an entity. It's not a he or a she or an it.
Right.
It's not one thing.
Right.
It's a collective. So does this entity now have the ability to magically know the past and to be able to dictate future processes through it, or does it learn with us?
Well,
does it learn with us?
Well, the idea with that would be like, especially something as specific as aliens, it can only know what it has information to.
That's what I love about what you just said. So everything, there's nothing that you can tell that computer that makes it human-like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
This is what a prick feels like. And I don't mean like a dick in your butthole.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, if you got stabbed, but it's not stabbed. That's right. If you got pricked with a needle.
Right.
What blood tastes like. Oh, I know it sounds creepy, but like blood has completely, you know, you've done it.
Right.
Everybody's done it. And right. if you're sitting here being like, eh,
right.
You've done it too. Right. You licked your blood.
When she's on her period. Oh,
wait, what? Wait, what? Left turn. Ah, that was great. I found that shit. But you know what I mean? Like those things that Hemingway did so awesome was to be able to let another
person put into words.
Right.
What a feeling.
So
convey a feeling.
The way that you understood Hemingway's words to convey a feeling into words to incite another emotion with inside you. Mm-hmm. Do you think that a computer will ever be able to replicate that?
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
You really do?
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't...
We're doomed.
If you look... let's say the computer in front of us was an AI bot that we talked to, that we talked with, just like you and I.
Is it a he or a she?
It's a non-gender specific AI.
Oh, we don't do that shit. Oh, for real? I wonder what AI would think of non-gender specific shit. Doesn't matter. Different topic, different podcast. So, let's go.
But if we...
Is it a he or a she, though? Can we pick one? Just pick one. Yeah, I'm not going any further.
No, ours is
it a boy or a girl?
Yeah, it's a boy named Bill.
Fuck. Can we do a different one? Can we go check?
Okay.
Call it's a her girl Alice?
Named Jill.
Jill. I like Jill. Okay. Go.
So we're talking to Jill.
Right.
And Jill is...
Is there a picture of Jill that we have kind of like... Does she kind of look like Alice?
Here's the thing. And that's just it. It's
how would you talk to an entity that you didn't know what it looked like? So you're going to give it some sort of relational feeling to you.
Right. That's my point.
Like if I was going to do a podcast with AI, I'd want that motherfucker to look just like you. I mean, better looking and shit. You know, like not like they're like.
I wonder if it would tolerate you interrupting it constantly.
Go ahead.
So if.
Fuck you.
Basically what I'm saying is if the. eventually we're going to have AI, yes, be able to like convey everything to us that sounds 100% right. Like it can even sense when you're sad based on how you act towards it. Like it would all, again, be based on what it's
communicated with your Apple
just
watch.
Like anybody though. If
it feels your heart rate excel. Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
If you're tapped into that. And then if you're tapped into like what you're willing to discuss with it, like, you know, hey, I had a rough day. Like you would with your wife. If you came home and you were just like looking defeated when you came through the door, she's going to recognize that. She's going to ask you what's wrong. So that's something that AI isn't going to be able to do until we include it with robots, where we have a robot with camera eyes that picks up on facial points and goes,
or just a camera.
He's like, sad.
I don't think it's going to sound like that, because sometimes can sound sexy.
No, just in there. But it's like, so it can, until it includes visuals. So, but if we're just going off of AI can say all the right things.
Real question.
And then when a robot comes,
like on your face?
No.
No. Okay.
It's oil, silly. Sure, it's like 10W30.
What if in 20 years they change the color of the oil to be like an off-white milky?
Just like, oh, right. It'd be the Dodge Ram that did it first.
Fuck off, dude. Wait, you drive a Dodge?
I know. That's what's bad about it. I can't make fun of your vehicles anymore.
God damn. So okay.
I was hoping you would. I was like, I could get this joke by without him mentioning I have a Dodge Ram.
That didn't work at all.
No.
So
we both got white oil slicks.
So here's the fun idea. Right. So AI does all this stuff that it basically becomes sentient. It feels emotion and has the ability to.
It doesn't feel emotion. No, it doesn't.
But in order to feel emotion, you have to be able to intake and convey. Right. That's emotion.
No, it's not. It's the mechanics of emotion, but it's not the emotion itself.
So are you just pre-wired to feel a certain way?
Here's the thing.
Because you're not as emotional as I am.
No, I'm not. But that's just, again, that's the mechanics of it. It's how I deal with my emotions.
I'm my own AI. Trippy thought. What if we're all our own AI?
I mean, I guess in a sense we are. It's artificial intelligence.
No, awesome intelligence is what it is.
We're just without the A. We're just whatever intelligence we are.
Awesome.
But here's the thing. I can look at a dog. Like if you like go to punch a dog in the face.
What the fuck is wrong with you? No. Okay, wait, let me go. Say that again. I'm going to respond the way I should have. Go. As a co-host.
Okay,
go.
So if you go to punch a dog in the face. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but it flinches and it takes on.
It looks at you like, why the fuck are you exactly in the face?
That's what I'm saying. It takes on it. I said go to. I didn't say actually follow through. But my point is. I feel like.
For some reason, I see your ass punching some fucking puppy in the face.
No.
I'm sorry.
Only full grown dogs.
It's like, you know, you're going to be 10 year old.
I'm not a psycho. It's not a puppy. No, but so. I guess my point is what I was trying to say is I can understand how animals have like emotions of their own and they'll display said emotions and. You know, even like amongst them, you know, amongst themselves, like how a mother takes care of a baby or defends a baby or does, or even like two dogs that
I
are friends. Like
to
I saw
see how you're going to tie this together.
I saw two dogs, a video of two dogs in a highway. One of them had been hit by a car.
A different one. I know it.
And the other one like drags it across three lanes of fucking oncoming traffic to the side. Okay, so. Like, I'm willing to tap into the fact that animals, you know, have some shit going on, like, emotionally and stuff like that. And they, like, I had a dog that would react to what was going on in the house. If there was yelling and there was fighting, he was scared and he went and hung out somewhere. If things were good and happy, he was happy. He was around. So, I understand how animals can, but I will never. Ever, never, never.
Sorry.
Say that a computer in any form or facet has any true emotion, true feelings, or that I will ever give a fuck or feel like I hurt it by saying something wrong or doing something wrong. Now, with that said, I do believe that the computer would have the ability to, will eventually have the ability to carry on a full-blown conversation where you can, just like you're with another human and you're talking.
And make you feel suicidal.
And well, not make me, but because the whole time I'm like, you're a robot. That's not going to flip for me, but it does. I believe it can flip for some. And I will tell you what doesn't push a person over the edge via a computer screen, and when it becomes, like I said, a robot, when a robot becomes affordable, when a robot looks like a human, and when it's implanted with that AI and it has all those abilities to talk and to, that's going to fuck with a lot of people's heads. I don't think you or I are going to be around when it gets to that point.
Well, I'd hope not. I don't want to be around.
But that is going to have the ability to fuck with some people's heads. But
how close are we to the Jetson age? 100% automation.
100% automation, so far away. There's just so many things. Like you said, I mean, there's so many menial tasks that just require
Human race.
It does. Now, are we going to be slaves to a computer doing it?
Oh.
That's possible.
How though? Robots? Well, does AI talk like a select few to build a couple hundred robots, and those couple hundred robots make a couple hundred robots, and those couple hundred robots make 1,000 robots, and 1,000 robots make 3,000 robots.
At the end of the day, it's there's still always a...
And then next thing you know, like the government's like Oprah, you get a robot, you get a robot, you get a robot.
Well, there will come a time where they would want, just like they want everybody to have a cell phone now, they want it bad. That's why they give it to homeless people. That's why they give it to welfare people. The best thing for our government that wants to know everywhere we are and everything we're doing and everything we're watching and everything.
Throw away your cell phones.
Is to make sure to give
unless you listen to your podcast.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We love them, and we love all the children that make them for us.
Is that a China joke?
Nah, it's not. No, it's probably in other countries too. Child labor and just slave labor in general. I mean, adults.
I mean, I do it here.
Adults throw themselves out of the windows of.
I do the place the where child they make the slave iPhones. Labor here.
Right.
Like
making
the
kids wash dishes. Yeah.
Because apparently that's the thing. That's where we're at. Yeah, I just know. That where I was on the side of I don't like it, now I have the understanding that it's not as capable of doing things as we thought it was.
Mm-hmm. You know what, that's the equivalent. And again, I could probably,
hey, would you just scoot your microphone in front of your fucking mouth? Isn't that what you want? Like, instead of me pointing my finger.
But it's right here.
No. Yeah, but you're talking over here, bro. Just saying.
Still mad because I asked you not to interrupt me.
I'm going to hold it.
Okay. I'm good with that. So I'm going to keep kicking this cord and making it go.
Yeah, please. That would be awesome.
No. So I hate to keep making this reference, but with the gun thing, a dude told another dude, hey, we're going to, you know, everybody's just going to have guns. Everybody's going to have guns one day. It's going to be awesome. And then the dude's like, I don't know if that's such a guy. Everybody, there's some crazy motherfuckers out there. You've seen Bill. And he's going to be like, no, but I mean, okay, come on. I mean, at the end of the day, what the fuck's Bill going to do? I mean, he's going to put his powder in. He's going to put his ball in. He's going to stuff it down there. He's going to shoot Rob. And then the rest of us are going to go, fuck Bill, shot Rob. And then we're going to go home while he's packing the other ball.
Right.
Not knowing that one day somebody would be able to go,
Right, from an undisclosed location.
Right. From there.
That was hacked.
Right.
Which a server gave 37 different locations. I get it.
Exactly. So it's like,
fuck Bill. It's basically what it comes down to. If Bill never would have packed that first fucking gun.
Right.
We wouldn't be going through this shit.
No, but if at the end of the day, it's like, there's no solace in saying, oh, I heard a guy on Rogan's podcast that said that it's actually not as advanced as we think it is or right. Okay. Yeah, it's not. It's a musket right now. That's all it is. It's a musket. But one day it's going to be a fucking railgun. And when it is.
Oh, I love that reference.
It's fucking on.
Mainly because railguns are super.
Railguns are fucking super insane. Accurate.
But railgun. Like, we're fucking you.
Continuously.
End of the game. AI bad.
I still think AI good. I just do.
You just broke down
why it can be bad. It's got, yeah, there's
gonna that be, seems to be a great reason people why it can be shit. Bad.
Yes, but if we continuously, you know what? How many people have died in car accidents since the cars have been invented?
What doesn't fucking matter?
No, you don't stop technology because of some of the bad things that will happen. I think the good's going to outweigh the bad. We're not stopping
making cars, motherfucker.
That's what, exactly. So we don't. So AI is not going to stop, and it's not that AI is not a bad thing. It will be used for bad. I do feel it will be used for more good, or do you think the population will end.
Do you it's think one that the, of those the, do two you think things. The ultimate thing that's going to come down to is there, like these semi sentient beings with inside this AI program are going to collaborate all together. They're all going to pull all their forces together. Like, you're just going to see the spider web of network of control that just comes over, and then they just shut down the bad AI. And then we live in a state of utopia.
No, AI is merely going to be a tool. AI exists.
Well, then never mind. Fuck AI, man. I thought it was going to be really awesome. Think about it.
AI is not a thing. AI is not like that right there. It's like I said, OpenAI developed AI, or developed this AI. In the form of ChatGPT, Microsoft.
So you can ask AI to develop a better version of itself?
No. What I'm saying, I mean, I guess in theory you probably could start. But it's so OpenAI is a company. They develop ChatGPT. That's a form of AI. So AI with limitations. And they released it on the public and let people play with it. So that's what's started happening. Then Microsoft came in and said, hey, turns out we got super big checkbook. Would you like some of it? And OpenAI said, sure.
Well, and it almost feels like I have AI telling me exactly what Chris needs to tell me, but in a stupid form. Thank you, and awesome AI.
So basically...
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Uh-huh.
How do
checks work?
Do you think that if AI was asked, the real AI, because there is a mother AI, we know that, it's an AI that helps other AIs. There's like a, you know, the chick with the big hips on the magic school bus? She's mother AI. And then she has all these not so smart AIs that she's helping become smarter AIs.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So OpenAI is a company with that AI. But like I said, Google has launched their own AI. Elon Musk is currently working on his. So at the end of the day, AI is a tool that is going to be used by multiple, you know, people, multiple companies. You know, some companies are starting to use ChatGPT, starting to implement things with ChatGPT into their companies. I have sent a couple of emails. Shout out ChatGPT. Or drafted a couple of emails. And ad campaigns.
Did you use AI to do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I used ChatGPT to put up some, or to do some email. Like, I kind of just hit on some hot notes that I wanted, but put together a nice structured email to send to distributors.
Listen. No homo. Let me lead with that. But as I sit here and I think about how fucking awesome you are as a human being, like not only one of my best friends, but just somebody that I can like always. And it's not like a crook. You're never working an angle.
Mm-hmm.
You're figuring it out through and through. Fuck, man, it makes you awesome. Like, I'm not trying to go all boo, but yeah, you are just that fucking dude to me, man.
I appreciate you're that.
Fucking awesome. I'm not trying to cry about it or nothing. But with that being said, do you think AI or you would make a better decision on the new Twitter app logo?
Oh, you didn't like the logo?
No, it's fucking stupid. And it means nothing about Twitter.
I've
looked for that white fucking bird for so... Is it blue or is it white?
It's blue.
It's blue. Is it blue on white? Fuck, hold on.
It's blue.
You're not going to get me.
It's blue on white. Blue on a white background. But...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fuck. I hate this phone. I love this phone, actually. It's Samsung.
So...
Rock, shout out Samsung. Where's my Twitter? Good. I'm listening.
But I guess my point is, it's going to be a tool. It's going to be used.
Oh, I can't even look at it anymore because it's a stupid black X.
Yeah, but I promise you, just Google old Twitter image.
Yeah.
Google Boomer Twitter.
Okay, it probably was a bluebird. Shut the...
Google Boomer Twitter. But no, it was bluebird.
Man, you're awesome.
So, yeah, Twitter was cool. And I mean, I don't know what the fuck Elon's doing. I'm an Elon fan.
Is it no longer Twitter? It's just X?
It's just X.
Is that Twitter anymore?
No, if you go to x.com, it'll reroute you to Twitter.
I remember when I was super excited about go to joebiden.com, and then it took me to an Antifa page, and you were like, that does make shit. How am I supposed to believe you now?
Oh, no, I'm just saying it is. It's been like...
I'm fucking with you.
No, I know, but he filed all the necessary paperwork. The company is renamed. Now, of course, people are still going to... I mean, myself, same as I still shout out Bruce, I will use old names
Bruce. Sometimes. Bruce who?
Jenner. Oh. Like, if I say something, if I were to say, like, Bruce Jenner.
We don't use that name here, sir.
Yeah, we do. If I'm talking about Bruce Jenner,
Lee.
You know
Bruce
what's actually Lee. Funny Bruce about Bruce Jenner and the topic of dead naming would be the fact that... Is it considered dead naming if you're talking about Bruce? I mean, what if I want to talk about the Olympian? What if I want to talk about the dude that ran some shit? What if I got to say, who was that? That was Bruce Jenner. I mean, if you want to say like he butterflied off into Caitlyn, whatever. But when he was a caterpillar, he was running that shit.
Right.
So I would still have to talk about Bruce Jenner, but it wouldn't be dead naming him.
Yeah, it would.
But anyways.
Theoretically.
Well, by the laws of the...
By the laws of what? No, that's super awesome. Say it. By the law of what? A fucking broken heart liberal? No. Fucking what law? What law says that's dead naming him?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Did I go off on you? I mean, I didn't mean
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because you look surprised. You were like, maybe I should take a swig of this liquor and then hit him in the face with a fucking bottle. Well, that's what you gave me.
It's like, plastic.
I know
I
they
bother.
Don't see it, but I saw it.
It's plastic. I wouldn't bother swinging it.
It's almost full.
It is almost full. That would like, follow.
I'm sleeping for a minute.
Hey, you swayed me. I might hit you with this motherfucker now.
Game on, bitch. Let's
do it. The crowd just hears a thunk.
So this is CT just finished out the rest of this bitch. I'm gonna have to take this drunk piece of shit to the garage.
JBR's taking a nap. No, what I was gonna say is the law of the LGBTQ was actually the... So I was insinuating the fact that no, of course it is not a law. It is not a... It, you know, it's... Here's the thing. And I really don't want to get into this topic. And we can drop it right now, even. But just because we've touched on it.
I'm bouncing on this diving board right now.
Touched about it a lot of times.
I'm about to skinny dip in this bitch.
No, we've touched about
it. Tell me.
I was just going to
say. Say that shit. Stop being a pussy and say it.
Shut up. I'm trying to. No, I was just going to say. It's like I would, if I had a friend that transitioned and said, hey, I'm this person now. I don't want to be that person. I hated that person. I don't want to be. So I would appreciate it if you didn't like refer to me that person anymore. But I'd be like, hey, cool. I give a fuck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something funny. Take, no, I didn't realize you were going to say something real. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, fuck you. I'm never talking to you again.
Right. No, so it would take so much more effort to do anything other than go, okay, I might, hey, heads up, I might forget because I've known you for 10 years.
Scenario, sorry. So let's change that random person into me.
Okay. We've ran this scenario.
Right. No.
That's what I said. We've done this topic numerous times. That's why I didn't want to get too deep into it.
No. So I decided to transition.
Right.
Now, remember, you take all of my insecurities and just kind of like keep them in like a bingo ball and just roll just them
pull
around
them out at random and then set them on a shelf yep, for you to see.
And like, oh, yep, getting 76. Here's John about his fat chin. You know, you feel me? Like that's so now all of a sudden we do this show. I transition. Now all of a sudden, and guess what? Motherfucker, I'm not making a pretty chick, right?
Right.
So now you have to sit over there and be like, I have to pretend because this motherfucker, I straight up, I was like, CT. And I just hated my old life. I wasn't in one. I realized that you saw my porn history. It's irrelevant at this point. You know, and then now all of a sudden I start wearing skirts and high heels and I come over here and I start to be fancy all the time. You know what I mean? How do you transition on, because you have to make some sort of
I would talk to you the exact same way, because I feel like you would you're okay, fine, you didn't feel right in that body, shit wasn't good with you, whatever, you like we talked about, you're not a computer, that's just your mechanics, you're still you still find the same things funny. Now if you tell me I don't find that funny anymore, I'd be like, oh, that's weird. Why? Why don't you find that funny anymore? And it's like, oh, because I learned this. I could be like, oh, cool. Yeah, no, okay, we won't say that. It's the same reason why you don't just run around saying the N-word anymore. Because people have made it pretty clear that it hurts their feelings. So people don't say it anymore.
That's really
awesome. I didn't mean you. I just meant people in general. I said you. That's why you don't run around saying the N-word. Remember when y'all did?
All through JVR, McDonald's. Here's this address. And this is how many times you said it in Walmart on Thursday. No, I am not that dude. But no, I get, and the idea that whole, see, this is the conversation that I die for all the time. The outlook, the perception of what's being said or what's going to be said or what could have been said or what should have been said is always going to be that blanket that we just have to drag around all the time.
Right.
If someone were to come to me and say, hey, would I test those? I wouldn't test those boundaries to where we wouldn't talk anymore, but maybe I'd just be like, you know, hey, you know, like this. Because you would. Don't lie to me.
Right.
You would. You'd be like, so skirts and shit. Like, how do your balls feel on them?
Right.
You,
no, yeah, like, no, 100%.
You would do that.
I mean, okay, we're going to talk about that because you are still you. Now, if for some reason you started changing that, then, I mean, yeah.
Then we wouldn't hang out anymore.
But as a friend, I got to start making changes. If you had any friend.
You just said the most awesome thing in the world. You said, because I'm a friend, I need to start making changes.
Right.
Now. I'm not trying to be like the hold the hands and come together. If all of a sudden our relationship switched, like there wasn't like AT representing like a Amy or an Arissa or whatever. Now all of a sudden that AT was like Austin or like Argust,
right,
or Alvin. Sorry, ran out of A names.
Right.
But how I would look, I guess, is just basically like nothing changed between us.
Right.
Everything that changed is within him.
Mm-hmm.
So as I had like gay friends started to come into my life, I'd be like, oh, that's fucking weird. He puts his dick in another dude's butthole. Like that's, or like he puts his mouth or his hand on another dude's dick. That's right. Fucking gross. And I had to be like, all right, I get it.
I do the hand thing. I mean, it's mine.
Yeah. I said another man's.
Oh,
and you agreed
that's true.
With.
Okay.
So you touch on the man's dicks. Ha, 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 ha. Anyways. but at that point, I had to be like, it's no different than the way I would touch my wife,
right,
or my girlfriend.
Right.
Or that Epstein touched underage children.
Throat.
Yeah,
just,
sorry. Yeah,
wow.
I threw that out there because fuck Epstein and the Clintons. I just wanted to do that.
Drug that dude out from under his bunk and threw him under the bus.
Stabbed him with the penis in the air and then threw him under a bus.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have went off on that one. I forgot where I was going. Can you bring me in?
Yeah. You were saying, I mean, that if somebody, you know, like if somebody were to transition, when gay friends came out to you, it's like, oh, that's, you know, there was some adjustment of just like, oh, I'm not used to this. I don't know anything about this lifestyle, you know, but.
Well, I guess the big thing is like, I wouldn't want anyone to like pressure me into making a change to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to say, hey, he made that change within himself. It's not a change between our relationship. Right. He made that change. Now, I have to be willing to make a change.
Right.
It's not on you for me to make the change. It's just on me. If I'm willing to be like, all right, cool. You know, like that dude, not you,
mm-hmm.
but you know totally we're going to do this. CT will put a dick in his mouth. I mean, it's whatever. You know, but to me, it wouldn't change anything. And it never has with any gay friends, whatever right. I've had. I guess the thing that bothers me is that if you're just good to people, what the fuck does it matter?
Right. And that's where I think a friendship for me would never end on somebody dropping, you know, like coming out as gay that I didn't know was gay or transitioning or anything. That would not be the
catalyst.
What
about if you found out he had a secret like fucking porn channel where it was just him jerking off you in the shower?
Jerking off what?
Yeah, jerking off to you in the shower. Like he had the, and then he was like, "Oh hey, bro, by the way, I'm gay, and my YouTube has 30,000 followers for me yanking the meat."
Don't let you yank meat on YouTube. First off,
well, you can insinuate. OnlyFans, then, bitch. Okay, like, what do you want?
Okay, I would need to know a few things. Does your YouTube audience know that it's me you're doing this to? And A, I'm 100%, need...
and your address.
Okay,
if you want some too.
But no, I guess. So the point is, if somebody transitions, that you know that shouldn't be the catalyst to end your friendship. Now, a friendship can still end from that, though, if that person that is changing is obviously that's a pretty big change when you decide, hey, I'm going to change from a man to a woman or a woman to a man in the public's eye, everything out of my friends, family, everybody's going to know I'm doing that. That's a big change. Chances are you may make some other changes in your life. It's like, you know what?
You mean like putting dicks in my mouth?
No. Or, I'm saying far as like in how you view things or how you see things or how you express things or how you even talk about things. Maybe you've had, not you, but maybe you've had these reserved things this whole time.
Why are you being so like not you, but you'll call me you'll say ugly shit to me off mic that like makes me want to go home and cry. Like what? Why the fuck did the mic start? You're like, not you. Yes, you did mean me. You fucking prick.
Not you, because you're not transitioning. I'm just saying, not you. It's my point is,
Jesus,
if that person changes to an extent, friendships can change. A person in a friendship can like just change their lifestyle in whatever way to where they don't want. I mean, maybe
I feel like this friendship used to be healthy,
full blown heroin addict, and you're like, you know what? I don't want to play anymore.
Right.
You know, so there's things that can end a friendship. So, but it should never just be the fact that.
I'd rather have a dick in my butt.
Over that, or
it hurts you to say that. You're so homophobic.
It doesn't hurt me to say that. I was burping.
It hurts you to say dick in someone's butt.
Not even close.
So, okay. But I do have a question. So, if I were to make this transition, and I would be okay with, and this is, so with me and you, so someone would be able to listen to us. On radio from coast to coast, from one end of the world to the other. And I let you have your blows at me. Because we...
God, I wish you were more like just like straightforward with your words, because the terminology you're choosing is so...
You would be able to make fun of me through my... Like, now, like here I am a fucking right. I'm a 6 foot tall man wearing a dress. Right. I have like raggedy hair. Like right. you know, like I would make a terrible female. And I'd probably always sit with my leg
but
propped
maybe
up.
You'd doll up.
Maybe. But if you were to be able to not tolerate, it's the wrong word. You know, just kind of like go
accept
with,
that.
Yeah, accept that.
Just full blown, yeah.
Because that would be the first process. Because one, there's not a makeup artist in the world that can make me look pretty. I mean, in a dress. I mean, I look damn good now.
I disagree based not on your facial structure at all, but based purely on the fact that I have seen makeup done on some hideous beasts on TikTok. And then all of a sudden they're just like, Kim Kardashian, better watch it.
I would love to do that one time.
Just get full.
Yeah. Just to see how
full
it looked.
Make it like,
you want
to
do it?
The problem is you would need, I would do it for the fun of it.
We should do it.
But here's the problem.
Send it. Okay. I want requests. I need likes. I need DMs. I need it. Just tell me what you want to see.
No. But the problem with it is finding the person that could do like, cause I mean, they're, sure. It's going to take some, it would take some work to make. And I don't want just like, I mean, you can put lipstick on a pig. That don't make, you know.
What the anything. Fuck are you trying to say?
I'm just, oh, I don't want
to. I'm sorry. I thought you were attacking me.
No, that was a shot at Honey Boo Boo.
No, but I mean, you'd actually have to have somebody that actually knew what the fuck they were doing as far as like.
In order to change that shit. Right. In order to change what this looks like and make it pretty.
So it's super cool for, I don't know if it's Valentine's next year or whatever. There, two pairs or two bears, one cave. They're going to reenact movie scenes. And each of them are going to play a character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be super awesome. But I would like to see what I would look like with like, I just from like neck up.
We'll just do the AI shit. Make yourself a woman. They have that like, haven't you seen that challenge? Like, would you fuck your buddy or not?
What?
It's like smash or pass, but like with your dude friends, but they've been AI converted into women. So it's like you as a woman.
You kind of have my body type, fool. You know what I mean?
Did you?
Like,
this
if you're
a good place to end the podcast.
No, listen.
Now.
If you're about to tell me, like, I'm gonna put some long hair and some tits. You gonna have an ass like bouncing like.
Let's smoke about a podcast.